Hey, I'm Nico Chechi, and I'm so excited to FaceTime you today.
Thank you so much for picking up. We're so excited to chat. So what was it like going from season one to season two for I Woke Up a Vampire?
Wow. So the change from season one to season two for my character was a huge gap, because in season two, my character really feels that he has a purpose and he kind of finds himself as a character, and just so much changes in the new season with new relationships and in new challenges that they're trying to overcome. Because obviously in the first season, it's Kev is really trying to help Carmi navigate her way through this mythic world. But in season two, she's already pretty comfortable with it. So I feel like now they're starting to take on more of like the normal challenges of what a high school student would take on. So it's a big difference.
That's so much fun. So we actually spoke with Kayleen, who plays Carmi, several months ago, and she mentioned that she didn't even have a callback for the show, so which was so interesting. So what was the audition process like for you?
That's a great question. I actually watched her interview with you guys, and my audition process was a lot different than hers. I went through 6 callbacks for my role. I was the last of the main cast to be cast. Okay. So basically I got the audition and my agent called. She's like, oh my gosh, Nico, you're going to love this audition. It's perfect for you, because I've always told her that I really, really, really wanted to work on a show that was like a fantasy show. So anyways, I got to work. I was working on my character. I did the audition. And then they called. They're like, okay, great. We want to see you for a callback. I did the callback. They wanted to see me for another callback. And I did that one. And I think there was maybe 3 callbacks. And then I did an all about me kind of video for them. And then I did another Zoom with Tom Lynch, who's the showrunner. And then finally I got the role, and it was just the best feeling. I remember just, I have a video actually, my parents videotaped it, but I remember just being so excited, because when you go through like 6 callbacks, you're really just hoping that it happens. So when it happens, you're so relieved.
Seriously, because that's a lot of callbacks, and I'm sure it like builds your anticipation up. So, sure. Okay, it caught my eye, caught my ear a little bit when you said you made them an All About Me video. I haven't heard of that happening in the audition process before. So how did that come about? And can you tell us just a little bit more about that?
So basically, I think that they just really wanted to confirm that I was the person that they wanted to go with for the role, because they had casted all of the cast except for me. So I think they were just contemplating this role to like make sure that they really settled for the right person for the role. So I did all the callback auditions. So I think as like an extra confirmation that I was the person they wanted to cast as Kev, they just kind of wanted to get to know me as a person and see kind of all the different cool things about me. They just reached out to my agent and said, can you make an All About Me video? And I just kind of told them that I'm a dancer, I'm a singer, I love to write scripts, some of my favorite movies and TV shows. And then after that, they were like, all right, we can confirm. You got the role.
That is so much fun. I love that. And that's such a fun like little memory for you. Even like a decade from now, you'll still have that All About Me video. And you can be like, remember the time I did this and then I got cast? That is so much fun. So if you were to describe Kev in season 2 of I Woke Up a Vampire in 2 truths and a lie, what would they be? You know that game, 2 truths and a lie?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Confident. Famous and a mythic.
Ooh, wow.
A cliffhanger to see which one is a lie there.
Okay, you're gonna have to tell us which one's a lie, but I love those word choices.
The lie is that he's a mythic. I really wanted to have superpowers, but they're just like, no, Kev does not have superpowers. His superpower is being an amazing friend. That's a superpower. So
I love that. Hey, you never know. You never know what could happen with your storyline. This one is kind of like a mind twister question. I love how you just handled 2 truths and a lie like a champ. So if someone, okay, how do I even word this? So if someone is Googling, I'm looking for a show that's right, like they're trying to find, like it's the perfect person,
Yeah.
the ideal audience for I Woke Up a Vampire. Finish the sentence for somebody who was Googling and they were trying to find a new show, and your show is the perfect show. I'm looking for a show that's blank.
Unique, entertaining, mysterious, and different, I'd say. I think that our show is very unique and different for like a kid show because I feel like there wasn't many kid appropriate shows about like vampires and werewolves, but I think I Woke Up a Vampire really is its own kind of category in the sense that kids want to feel that like sense of like being scared without being like too scared. So I think it's very unique and it's bringing like a different genre to kids television. So yeah.
Yeah, that is such a good way to put it. I have a little 6-year-old niece, and I'm always so protective of what she watches. And it is a fine balance of like, you want to find something that they're going to love, that they're going to enjoy and be interested in, but like, you don't want them to be too scared or like have any, thing happen. So I love the way that you just described that. That was so good. So, what was it like when I Woke Up a Vampire had a resurgence during Halloween this last year and it popped up again as number one on Netflix? What was that like?
It was pretty amazing because when you film the show and when it comes out, it's just so different. Because when you're filming the show, obviously you don't know how it's going to perform. Like you're obviously hoping for the best and you're having an amazing time. But when the show finally comes out, you're able to see it put all together and edited. Like when you go in for ADR to record any of the lines that the mic didn't pick up, you have to re-record it. You get to see a little bit of it, but not fully edited. So being able to see it fully edited was definitely an amazing experience. And some of the cast members came over to my house and we all watched it together. And seeing it hit number one was just surreal because you finally are able to see all of the hard work come together and it finally paid off. And you can see that Tom Lynch's vision came true and kids fell in love with the show as much as like I fell in love with the character in the show when I first got the breakdown. So it was pretty amazing. And it was also very kind of a full circle moment because I remember I have always been like such a huge Nickelodeon and Disney fan and seeing those kids, I always looked up to them and as actors and singers. And so I have some kids looking up to like me now and I always get DMs from kids. So it's and fans, and it's pretty amazing to see that full circle moment and how it all came back together.
Oh, that's so cool. So, did you do anything? Like, I know you said you had people over and you had like a little watch party. Was there anything else specific that you did to celebrate when it either came out or when it hit number one?
I got a cake made that said I woke up a vampire and cookies with all the different character names.
I
And as soon as I
love
hit
that.
one, I FaceTimed Kylene, of course. And I was like, we did it. We finally did it. Come on. Like, I knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen, but it was just so exciting. And Aaliyah Chinello, who plays Madison, came over to my house. And Chris Sadiq plays the collector. And a lot of our cast is like kind of all over. Like, Kai's
Okay.
in LA and Sebastian's in BC, which is the other side of Canada. But yeah, it was kind of like a very big celebration. And I invited some of my school friends over and my dance friends to come watch the premiere episode too. So it was amazing for all my friends to finally see the show because I told them that I had booked like a Netflix show, but for them to finally see it was very exciting.
That's so cool. Okay, so the cake that you're talking about. Can I find a picture of that somewhere? Like, have you posted it on your Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
On my
Okay,
Instagram.
cool. I'll go find it. That is so fun. I love that. I had a cake made like last month. I hit 100K on Instagram. And so I was like, I found the cutest like inspo cake, and it was pink and it had butterflies on it. And when she gave it to me, it had sparkles all over it. And I'm like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So
Every time there's a special occasion, I always have to get a custom cake for everything. So, yeah, I can.
so fun. It's such a good way to celebrate. I love that you did that. There's something special about it. And it's funny because I FaceTimed my brother and I showed him the cake, and he was like, low key, he's my little brother. He's 7 years younger than me. So he was low key poking at me, like, who orders a cake for themselves? I'm like, it's a celebration. That's why.
Yes, you have to celebrate yourself, definitely.
Yes, I love that you did that. Okay, great. So let's see. Okay, this is fun. If Gabe, or if Gabe, if Kev were to have a dating profile, what would it say under some of the extracurricular activities that would be on the dating profile?
That's a good question. Comic book aficionado. I would say brave. Because even though Kev can be a scaredy cat a little bit sometimes, when it's time for him to like step up and be there for his friends, he's pretty brave. Passionate. He's very like about the things that he loves to do, he's very passionate about. For example, like comic books, his favorite author is Octavia Rhodes in the show, and he goes to find her and helps Carmy find her to figure out who her birth mom is in season one. What's another one?
Good. What about like activities that he would be interested in?
Mer I feel like he would be like a maybe like a good kind of like detective a little bit. Like in some of the episodes you see him, in one of the episodes he's putting together all of the clues to see who can be the hunter. So he really put that together.
FBI, like,
Honestly, I think the biggest thing Kev does is read comics. Like in his spare time, he works at a comic book shop and gets paid in free comics. He researches the blended comics. And what's another thing? Maybe like a little bit of a fashion icon. I feel like
ooh.
he's always being himself and putting himself out there, and he's always wearing fun and new different clothes in all the episodes. So yeah.
I love that. So good. That was such a good description, painted such a good picture. So, Kev is a fan of comic books, of course. Are you as well?
I'm not actually, fun
Honestly.
fact, the first time I picked up a comic book was on set.
I love that.
I like the books that I like to read. I'm really into murder mystery books,
Cool.
autobiographies, but not really comic books. But
Okay.
on set I did tend to read a lot of comic books
Yeah.
because I was obviously had to read them because Kev
Totally.
loves comic books, so it was a
Yeah.
prop in a lot of the scenes. But no, I'm not particularly interested in comic books.
Gotcha. Do you
Yeah.
happen to have like a favorite superhero, like from a movie or a show?
I love Aquaman. I do.
Which
I just have like a fascination with the ocean, and like I find that a lot of the superheroes and villains. Like, so I did an interview recently and someone asked me, who's your favorite villain? I said, Ursula. And who's your favorite superhero? And I said, Aquaman. I was like, oh, I guess I just love the ocean because there's a little bit of a pattern going on here.
okay, I can totally relate to that. It's so funny. I love the ocean too, and like I love swimming in the ocean, and I'm also so fascinated with like the shark reels and like showing like those episodes
Yeah, me
with
too.
them and like push the sharks away, and I'm like, I love watching this. I never thought I would because it's kind of scary, but I'm like, this is so fascinating. The ocean's incredible.
Insane. And we have discovered basically none of it, which is also really interesting too.
Totally. That is so insane. I love that you love the ocean. What has been your favorite fan moment so far? Whether it was like a DM or an interaction, maybe that was IRL. What was your favorite? What has been your favorite fan moment?
I was at a musical theater because I go to a musical theater school, an art school, and I was doing a summer camp last year, or was it last year? Yeah, maybe it was last year. Yeah. And it was at a dance studio. And I came out of the class, and this little girl came up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, are you from that show, I Woke Up a Vampire? I was like, yes, I am. And then the mom came up to me and asked for a picture. So it's really
Aww.
good. I love when fans come up to me and in real life because it makes my day. But also, I've gotten a couple DMs on Instagram, and it's just, it's amazing to see the amount of people that you don't really realize the amount of people that watch your show until it comes out. Obviously, I saw something like in the first week there was like 3.9 million views of the show, and I was like, wow, like you would never think that that many people could see you, but when it comes out and when you finally see it, it's surreal. So I love when people come up to me in real life and DMs and everything.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I went to musical theater school too. It is so much fun. It feels like what would be the word? Like too good to be true. Like you get to go to school, but it's musical theater. And I remember like not doing that much math or like anything like that. Like it just felt like you're performing all the time, and it was like the best thing ever. So that's so fun that you do that.
It feels like you're living in a movie. Like that's, yeah.
You're like, this can't be real. Why isn't everybody not doing this? It's the most fun thing ever.
Yeah.
Was there one, I guess you could call it movie magic moment from filming where maybe like when you look back at the show and you're watching it, you're like, wait, that was a crazy special effect, or wow, it really did not happen that way on set. Like, was there a special movie magic moment that sticks out?
In one of the episodes in season one, Kev gets shrunk and he gets blown off of a rooftop. And we had to film that with like wires and blue screen. And so, I mean, I didn't really realize how it was going to look, but they made me into a miniature me. And then I fell off the roof and it was like insane to watch because obviously I have the videos of me doing it with the blue screen, but seeing it all edited together and they made voice, they put like a voice effect over my voice. So definitely that was one of the moments where I was just like, wow, that did not look like that at all. Another one was when Carmi jumps off the rooftop and like catches me in her hand. I'm also like miniature me and I just fall right into her hand. So yeah, there's definitely lots of moments like that.
I say those are perfect. Those definitely count. Was there anything funny to happen off camera, like while filming season two, just like a funny behind the scenes moment?
There's so many on it. Oh, okay, where do we start? So first, I remember we were on set and me and Kai were like, how can we prank the producers? Like, we want to prank the producers, like have some fun. So we went to the hair and makeup trailer and we got these little like Rudolph noses. And in the middle of like going on to set, we just like put them on. And so they yelled action and we were like being so serious, like with these noses. And we did the entire scene. They didn't yell cut. And then the director was like, did makeup like okay this? Are you like what? And then we got caught. But it was so funny because we kept like complete straight faces and the producers were so confused. They're like, what is going on right now?
Hilarious.
Yes. Another one was when we were filming a scene in season two, and it's kind of like the school dance, and my character is like sitting down, and he had this like huge bowl of like chips because like I was hanging out at the snack table and I was just like watching them film this scene because there was like all the extras and everyone was like dancing and I was just like eating chips and minding my business. And then I found out that they were prop chips and like they were like still normal chips, but they were like really expired. And I was like, oh my goodness. So yeah, there was lots of interesting things. Another one was in Toronto, there's this place called Castle Loma, and it's this big castle, and they do like fun events for like the holidays and Halloween. And we all went as a cast to this like haunted mansion, and we're walking through like the maze, and there was like vampires and stuff. And our parents got the people that work there to like call our character names. So we were
No
like, what the heck? How do they know this? And then we realized afterwards that our parents told them our character names. And I was like, come on, Kai, scare them off. You're a vampire. You can do it. But yeah, there was so many fun scenes from season two.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That is so much fun. Do you have any favorite vampires from different shows or movies?
Honestly, I'm not like super familiar, but if I was to say Bella from Twilight, probably.
Yeah. No, that's perfect because that leads to
I
my.
would say Bella and Edward from
Ooh,
20.
okay. I was just gonna ask, are you team Edward or team Jacob?
That's a hard one. I think I'm team Edward, definitely. My mom loves Jacob, though.
I love it. A little in-house feud. Okay, great. And I think just one more question. Was there anything that you learned from one of your fellow cast members, whether it was like in life or in acting, that happened while you were filming season two?
Yeah, so the collector, who's played by Chris Siddiqui, he's a stand-up comedian. Like, that's what he does. So I remember in our scenes together, we would like improv a lot, and I would have a lot of comedic moments where I would like knock on his trailer and I'd just be like, Chris, I need your help with this. Please help me. And he just taught me so much about like stand-up comedy and comedy beats and timing, because he's like amazing at that. And
Yeah.
I learned a lesson from probably, I would say, Tom Lynch and Ryan Lynch, is just like, put yourself out there, and like, as long as you keep trying and keep auditioning, something's gonna click. And that's what happened with I Woke Up a Vampire. You know, if you get 1 out of 50 auditions, you are so lucky. Like, and there's just gonna be that one perfect role that's gonna help launch your career. So that was kind of what I Woke Up a Vampire was for me, definitely.
I love that. That's so good. And how fun that he helped you and that he was like your go-to to be like, I need this support. I mean, that's like invaluable. Like, you could just go knock on his trailer and he could give you that advice. So
I'm Nico Chechi. Thank you. And please don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment.